Hello and welcome back. This is Star. Our special guest has just called in. Hello, how are you guys?
Hello. Hi. We're well. Slightly damp.
Tell me, you're hailing all the way from University of East Anglia.
Yeah, down in Norwich.
Wow. So you are participating in your student radio station's Jailbreak. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it's, for those who don't know, it's basically you have to get as far away from campus as possible in 36 hours without spending any money. And it's all for charity. So we have to rely on donations from like friends or companies to try and get as far away as possible. And we're doing it this year in aid of the charity Mind, which is a mental health charity. And we've managed to, we had a very kind friend who graduated uni last year, and she donated us tickets all the way up to Inverness. So we've spent about, 13 hours on a coach or something.
Oh, wow.
yeah, it's been a bit hellish. But we made it this morning, managed to get hostel, and it ends in about 3 hours.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's really, really close. And there are different challenges we have to do along the way. So it goes from like taking a picture with a dog to getting on student radio, which is calling in, to getting on a national radio station, which we've not been able to do yet.
We haven't been able to do it.
There's still
and,
hope.
Yeah, so, and all of those challenges give you points. So, yeah, we'll wait to find out if we win in about 3 hours, but it's been good. We've made it all the way up here.
So I saw on your radio's Facebook page that you all have team names. Which team are you?
We're the Nutters. It's a reference to The Thick of It, the TV show.
Okay.
We're kind of mega fans. but yeah, so we, to be honest, we didn't expect to get anywhere. We thought we'd be stuck in Norwich for the entire time. but we for a long time we were the furthest away. Actually, right now we're the furthest north. So, yeah, it's been good.
Well, that's pretty impressive. I don't know. I would definitely not be able to do that. It's not very much my area.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't think we'd be able to sit on the coach, but it was like overnight. We got on the coach at 10:30 from London, and it got into Glasgow at like 11:30 in the morning. Half six in the morning, yeah.
Wow.
And, to here at 11.
Yeah, so it was fairly horrendous. I didn't sleep. I slept for about 20 minutes.
And
Conrad had like an hour of sleep.
Doesn't sound like like a very fun time. Well, I mean, it is fun, but it's, you know.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's good now we're here. But yeah, getting on that coach, like the first hour in, and you've got like 7 hours ahead. It was like, oh my God, this is horrendous. But yeah, now we're like, because it ends tonight, and we're kind of just stuck up here, so we've had to like beg our parents to buy us flights home. We kind of came up with a plan of how to get back. But our parents have been nice, so yeah, hopefully we'll be back in Norwich like Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, what would you, so you're in Inverness now.
Yeah.
What are your plans for tomorrow once this is all over, other than getting back home?
Yeah, we managed to get a flight from Inverness Airport back to London Luton.
Okay.
And I live kind of near London Luton when I'm at home out of term time, so I'm going to go there for a night. My dad's cooking a nice roast dinner, so I think we'll treat ourselves to that.
That's nice.
And then I'm going to drive back to Norwich tomorrow, so...
Yeah, oh, right, yeah, okay.
Ahead. But yeah, it's been good.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the sorts of challenges that you've had to do?
Yeah, so, it ranges. Basically, there were several, like, ones that you could repeat. So, like, taking a photo with a dog, like a selfie with a dog. What were the other ones?
Taking a picture, like, in a church or of a football stadium.
Yeah.
A street performer.
Yeah. And then there were like harder ones that you could only do once. So get a photo of like haggis on a menu, which you'd have to obviously be in Scotland for.
Yeah.
There were some like Northern Ireland related ones, some cranes in like Belfast or something we had to get a photo of. And like the harder challenge you do, the more points you get. So this is earning us 25 points. The second hardest tier. yeah, we got the haggis photo. That was like that was about it from the hardest like tier.
Once you get to Scotland, it's not too difficult to find haggis somewhere.
Yeah,
really, yeah. Just,
like,
walked into a walk,
like a Wetherspoons, yeah. And there was haggis in the menu there. So we were like, oh yeah. Yeah, that was another challenge actually as well, to get selfies outside of like spoons. So we've had three. Awesome. We had one in Norwich, which was a bit of a cheat, but you know. then we had one in Victoria Station in London, and then one up here in Inverness. So we've had a few pints on the way. I feel like it's necessary on the coach.
Oh yeah, obviously. You picked the right day to come to Scotland, though. It was really crap yesterday, but today it was really... Well, I don't know about Inverness, but in St Andrews it was very sunny. Still
yeah,
cold,
it's
but
been
it's fine.
Actually, it's raining now, but...
Yeah, literally, we just got into the hostel and it was like tipping it down.
Oh no.
But we're slightly dry. But yeah, the coach turning up was really nice. I mean, it was overnight, so we couldn't actually see what the weather was doing. But yeah. Driving from Glasgow to Inverness this morning...
Very picturesque, yeah, really lovely.
Yeah, like snow on the mountains and stuff. So there's like no hills or anything in Norwich.
Yeah, we don't get to see that in Norfolk.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, Scotland gets a bad rap for weather, but it's really not that bad.
Yeah, yeah, it's not too bad.
So
it's about the same temperature here.
Sorry. What does mine do exactly? Do you want to talk a little bit about what sort of things it gets
to?
Yeah.
So it's a mental health charity. So basically there's like a Mind national sort of office charity thing. And then they don't actually donate to like the regional ones. So we're doing it for Mind, Norwich and Norfolk, which every like penny we raise goes to helping our students like in UEA. And I think they just provide sort of mental health support for those who need it.
Yeah, I think quite a lot of it's about like defeating the stigma associated with mental health as well. Mine provide quite a lot of mental health support to people that need it. Yeah, I think that they just promote like the fact that everyone is quite likely to suffer from mental health. I think it's very good to get the message across.
Yeah. That is really important. I mean, pretty much everybody will go through some form of depression at some point in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like one in four people we were told like suffer from a mental health illness. So it's quite high.
Is there anything that STAR can do to help you guys out? Like, is there a post we could share or something to get people to donate, or just anything we could do?
Yeah, so we have a Just Giving page. We've raised about, us two have raised about £95. And then overall, our student radio station has raised about £2,500, I think. But we could send you a link to our Just Giving page.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Really, really cool.
Yeah, I'll share that on the STAR page. So, STAR listeners, if you are listening, go to our Facebook page and you will see the link /post. And yeah, please donate.
That's brilliant.
Well, thanks so much for calling in. It was really nice speaking to you, and I wish you the best.
Yeah, thanks very much. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no worries. Bye. Thank you for
Cheers.
Calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And so that was our special guest from East Anglia University. As I said, go to our Facebook page and, I will have shared the post, and please donate if you can. Yeah. Thank you very much. So I'm just going to play a few more songs. Up next is Locket by Crumb.